This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about an hour left in the show to answer as many of your questions as possible. And, you know, I enjoyed a vacation last week and I'm back. So I want to answer those questions. And I know we had a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Roger is in Lebanon, Maine.
Roger, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking the call.
How can we help you today?
We have some apple trees. We have like six of them. They're like 12 to 15 years old. And we noticed that it looks like two of them are getting fire blight.
Okay.
3 years ago, we bought a couple of pear trees, and they just look like bamboo sticks when we planted them in the spring. And they leaved out nicely, but by the end of the season, those leaves turned totally black and were dropping right off. So we pulled them out, cut them up, and got rid of them. And last year, we noticed that one of our apple trees was starting to do the same thing, and I went out and cut it up pretty good to get rid of this stuff. And it seems to be okay this year, but now two of the other ones are starting to do it. So I don't know what to spray them with after I cut it out.
Okay. So there's a couple things to be doing here. So one of the things is you're seeing the cankers form, right? You need to cut it at least 8 to 12 inches below it.
Is there a canker with fire blight?
There tends to be sometimes after you've seen like the first couple symptoms, right? You're seeing the the shoots starting to turn, you know, brown, black, and sometimes it'll occur. It doesn't always occur, but that's one thing I'd be looking at because
okay.
The reason being is that's where the where the spores live, right?
Okay.
That's where they're overwintering, and so I kind of get that's I go right to that spot to think about it. What I would be also looking to do is you can actually spray a copper fungicide on the plants. And I would start it at the green when the tips start to form, right? Early in the season, knowing that it's happening. After you've cleaned, like you're going to, it sounds like you're going to do, you can use that same spray, the copper fungicide, to spray on the plant to help get rid of any of it that's around. Copper seems to do really well with fire blight.
Okay. Now I sprayed early in the season. I sprayed the trees with Captan.
Okay.
And then last month I sprayed them with the fruit tree spray, which has Captan in it.
Yep. That's perfect.
It's okay to spray the copper now?
Yeah, so the copper fungicide is an organic. If you're willing to use the Captan again, maybe head that way. So, fruit tree spray used to have it mixed with another product. They would have it was like a sulfur based, right?
Yeah.
No longer says to do that. Then, as of recently, they changed the label again. And they said only use the fruit tree spray twice a year. Then use specific type insecticide or fungicide if that's what you see. So at this point, just look for, since it's a disease issue, let's just focus on disease. And if you're all right with using Captan again, use the Captan. Or you could use the copper fungicide. Either way would be fine. But when it comes to fruit trees, they've done, you know, there's so much research and development that's been done with them that they, like I said, they found that just spraying fruit tree spray five times is too broad of doing it. So now they've changed the whole label to just saying use the fruit tree spray twice and then go specific for disease or insect on the other, like, three applications.
Yeah, and that's usually what I try to do. But
I mean, you could use, like I said, you could use the Captan again just to help prevent it. But the thing is, you want to make sure you cut. If you're going to cut any of it, just cut it like 8 to 12 inches below. Earlier, I was talking about black knot, and I was saying cut 2 to 4 inches. This one, you want to cut 8 to 12 inches because it can be, you can't see all of it through the, you know, in the wood itself. So try to cut it a little bit.
And this looks like it's mostly on maybe the newer shoots right now.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, so they, what they say is 2-year-old wood or older are more resistant to fire blight.
Oh, okay.
So that's why you're seeing it on some of the new tips, right?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So in order to get you to that spot where it's not there, some of the older branches need to be there, not the newer branches if you are infected with fire blight.
Okay.
Also, when some of the new growth starts stopping, if you will, some of like that main growth, because you said it was the younger trees, fire blight is not as prevalent. So, you know, the older the tree gets, the stronger it will be and the better off it is. It's just that some of the newer branching can get it easier.
Yep. Okay. So I will strip all the bad leaves off from it and anything that even looks bad and give it a little pruning.
And what I'd also look for you to do is this fall, feed it with tree tone from Espoma. And then in the spring, feed it with tree tone at the regular rate in the spring, but half the rate in the fall. What it's doing is your plants are going through something. They're sick, right?
Yep.
They're having a hard time getting all the nutrients. So the stronger we make the plant, the stronger it is for long term, so that it doesn't become resistant, but it can actually take care of itself a little easier if it happens, right?
Yep.
One other thing to look at is on some of the branching, when you've cut them down, right, don't cut it all the way to the base. Leave about 4 to 6 inches from like the trunk if you're cutting the whole branch out. Leave that there, and that's when the canker will form. So you had heard me mention the canker earlier.
Yeah.
That's when the canker will form. Leave that on, and you can actually cut it the next season, the next, like, fall. What it does is it helps form a callus over it, gets you the older branching, so you'll start to see branching come off of that a little bit, but it's older, stronger wood for you, so I definitely think that would be worth it.
Okay.
And this one, this disease, disinfecting the pruners is not one where it's going to do much. It's not going to stop the spread if it's on there or not. It's not as crazy as like the black knot. So I think you'd be fine just, you know, just pruning all over and not worrying about it.
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Roger, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Nathan, we got some calls on the line.
There is one here. Noelle's in New Hampshire.
Noelle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. First, I wanted to say that I discovered what has been cutting down my vegetables in my garden. It's been voles. So I've been setting out mouse traps, and I've been catching them left and right. And I can say that my plants are still standing, thank goodness.
Perfect.
The other thing is that I have broccoli that's got the crowns. You know, they're beautiful. They're great size. How long does it take for them to get that nice dark green? Or I know my garden's depleted of everything except for calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus. I've added, I can't think of what else I added to it to improve the soil. But what makes those crowns greener?
All right, well, hang tight with me. We'll hit the break. When we get back, I'll give you all that information. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Noel in regards to the broccoli, giving us a lot of information on what's been fertilized, what's been done. But the initial question was, you know, how long is it going to take for it to form the head to harvest, right? So broccoli can go ahead.
I'm sorry, as well as to get that nice dark green.
Yep. So the we'll start off with a couple things. Broccoli can take 50 to 100 days to get complete germination, everything that you need to it. So depending upon when you started, that could be an indicator. But to get to really see that it's okay to harvest, there's a couple things to look at. First, you take a look and see if it has the head of the broccoli. You said it already does. Perfect. Second, and this isn't always an indicator, but it's part of it, we'll say how big the head of broccoli is. It can get between 4 to 8 inches wide. That's when it would be ready to harvest. The next sign would be the size of the florets, so the little buds on the broccoli itself. When they get to be about the size of a match, the size of a match head, that's when they're ready to harvest, right? The other thing is, obviously, that deep green. That's what we're looking for. If you start to see the, you know, parts of yellow, it's not ready yet. Or the florets start to like bloom or bolt, that type of thing. That means right then and there you're ready to cut it, because you don't want it to go to flower and you lose the whole process of it. Now with greening up, sometimes like an iron will help green up the plant. You said you've used calcium, magnesium, a couple other things, right? You still with us, Noel? All right, I'll just keep on going. So, you know, iron iron is one. Iron is one that will help green up the plant as well. If you're still with me, Noel, which Nathan says you are, you said you've used calcium and magnesium. Is that correct?
Yeah, about a year, 2 years ago, I dumped a whole bag of lime in the garden.
Okay.
And just because of I hadn't amended my garden in a little bit too long, and I was listening to a person who was on your show who said that an old-timer told him he put a bag of lime down, then he put the cow manure and compost and leaves, and then he put plastic over it, let it sit like that all winter, and then the next year he planted his garden, and the tomatoes were, like, outrageously wonderful.
Yep.
So I kind of followed along with what he had suggested, and maybe I just thought my garden was depleted, so I sent a soil sample in, and they said, I'm very high in the magnesium, calcium, and phosphorus, but I was low on potassium and something else, and I forgot what it was.
Okay. What did they say your pH level was?
I don't remember.
That's okay. So one of the things that it also sounds that's going on, you might, having too much magnesium can be, cannot allow some of the nutrients to really flow through. So I think one of the things I would look for you to do at the end of the season is put like a sulfur-based product or Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green over the entire bed of the garden to help break up some of that clay, some of the, excuse me, not just clay, it'll break up some of the magnesium and release some of those other trapped nutrients, which will also help the rest of your the rest of your plants. You could even put it down now. The other thing about your broccoli is these cooler temperatures that we have or have been having, cooler than normal, are going to help them green up as well. So I think it's a combination of all those. I might look at using like a Neptune's Harvest fertilizer, the mix, to add to the broccoli to help, you know, push some fertilizer in there to help green it up as well.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News.
Google will automatically erase information about users who visit abortion clinics or other places that could trigger legal problems now that the U.S. Supreme Court has opened the door for states to ban the termination of pregnancies. The company outlined a new privacy protection. Besides automatically deleting visits to abortion clinics, Google also will cite counseling centers, fertility centers, addiction treatment facilities, weight loss clinics, and cosmetic surgery clinics. The pledge comes amid escalating pressures on Google and other big tech companies to do more to shield the sensitive personal information through their digital services and products from government authorities and other outsiders. This is USA Radio News. Nearly two dozen people have been sickened with listeria, and one has died, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Those who have fallen ill reside in 10 U.S. states, but the majority of them live in or travel to Florida a month before they got sick. People can experience fever, muscle aches, headaches, loss of balance, and other symptoms. The CDC has not been able to identify the source of the outbreak.
Bond is set at $10 million for the man accused of shooting multiple police officers and killing at least two in southeast Kentucky. Lance Storrs is in custody following the shootings at a home in Allen Thursday night. His lawyers entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf at a hearing Friday. Storrs' next court date is later this month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parents Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Jim. Right at the end there, I was spewing out a lot of information quickly. And I think it got confusing. So when I say application, I mean a fertilizer application. And I personally think five applications a year. You start off with your crabgrass control, then you go to the weed and feed, then you go to a summer fertilizer, sometimes has insecticide, then you go to a fall fertilizer, and then you go to a winter fertilizer.
Yeah. Okay.
Five applications gets you really ready for the next season and continuing, because the grass part doesn't grow during the winter, but the root system is active still. It's not very fast, but it's active. And by feeding them multiple times, it helps get them ready for that next season. So when spring starts, they're ahead of the game. And the feeding in the summer throughout, especially when there's been a disease that attacks it, The lawn gets stressed when it doesn't have something. Just like you and I, when we have an infection or something, we have medicine, but we also have nutrients and nourishment that we need. Same thing with the lawn. So that's what I mean about the applications with the fertilizer. Because there's been an issue, we need to treat it a little bit differently than you have in the past, and that's by feeding it on 6-week intervals. So if you just put the weed and feed down 6 weeks from now, that puts us into about August 1st. 6 weeks from that puts us at like September 15th. And then 6 weeks from that puts you at like November 1st. And usually at that point, the ground's not frozen. The ground is still thawed, and that late season fertilization can actually help for next year as well.
Okay. Are you familiar with a product called Kickstart?
Kickstart?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Rosen Online has it, and they recommend it to encourage root growth, too. I've had some limited success, I think, with that also in terms of the health of the lawn. So.
Okay.
So, okay.
That's a good. Good one to think about. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Jim. Have a great rest of your day.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Marianne's in Billerica.
Marianne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. Last year I called you because my son wanted to plant grasses to hide the pool filter. We
yep.
couldn't put it in the ground, so we put it in containers. And you said that was okay as long as you insulate it. We did that. They grew beautifully last summer. We cut them down and, insulated the pot. But there's nothing there now. They're just hard sticks. And I've added plantone and watered it, and I've added fertilizer, but nothing. No greenery at all.
Okay. So what I would do is try to pull the plant out of the soil, see if the roots are still developing, if they're they're white versus mm-hmm. like a yellowy dark color. If they mm-hmm. are more white and they are, more they're developed, then maybe they're just being a little bit behind. But I would think in this area, they would have already shown some growth at this point. So there's no mm-hmm. green showing at all.
No.
On any of them.
You know, there's a little on the bottom, but I think it's more of weed. I don't see anything on the sticks at all.
So what did you do for them over winter? Did you put them in, mulch all around the containers, or?
Well, the leaves that all grew up, I
yep.
put that all on the top to protect them.
Did you do anything for the container itself?
Yeah, we insulated it.
Okay. Now, I would definitely look at the root system, see what's going on underneath. If it's white, then it's still viable. And what you might be able to do is try and split it, cut it right down the middle to shock it a little bit and maybe get it going. I'm not sure there's much else you could do with it.
Okay.
At this point, it should have started showing some growth.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay. I wish I had something, a cure-all. I think using the protolizer, using the biotone or the whichever you've used, I think
plant
would have
tone,
helped
yeah.
it, the plant tone.
Yeah.
But I'd take a look at the root system and see what's going on underneath there.
Okay. So if the root system is gone, do you suggest anything else that might be okay? That he wants something that's going to grow tall?
Yeah, I mean, usually those grasses would be okay. That's my thought process. Sometimes, using a smaller arborvitae in those will work sometimes, but you have to kind of do the same thing. They tend to get a little heavier to move around and to insulate.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something where maybe every year you look at tropicals, using a mandevilla or a hibiscus or something different that'll flower and take away from the look, but you have to replace them year after year. But
yeah.
I know that's probably not what you're looking to do. You're looking to have something there so it's done, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
But the grasses should have made it. I'm wondering if it was just winter damage. The winter was a little bit odd. The way it would snow and then it wouldn't snow, but we'd have 3 feet 1 week and then the next week it would be sunny.
It
could have shocked the plants a little bit, and that's where some of the issue was. So I'm not really sure, but it should have worked.
Okay. Well, I'll pull it up and see how the root system is, and then maybe we just have to try it again.
It might be what needs to happen on there. And just look for the winter, maybe trying to protect them a little bit more. And I know you did a lot to it, but I'm not sure. It should have come back for you.
Okay. You think mulch would be better than just putting the leaves that were all...
Well, I think mulch would definitely... Mulch or a straw or a hay, something along those lines around the base would definitely be a lot better.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Jan is in Osterville.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, too. I just have a couple of questions regarding the fertilization of, I put down Magi-Cal, Love Your Soil, and Steps 1 and 2. So I'm wondering, this is for my lawn, if I should, again, this will be the third time for the Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil, and then Step 3. It's been about 6 weeks, between 5 and 6 weeks. Should I continue to put down that Love Your Soil?
So you can put it down, the Love Your Soil and Magi-Cal, one more time. They recommend, well, so you can do it every 6 weeks. After 3 applications, it should really have brought your pH level up 1 point, released all the trapped nutrients to allow everything to start growing. Have you noticed a difference in the lawn at all?
Yes, it's definitely greener. I don't have a great lawn. I have a lot of clover mixed in, but I'm just letting it go with the clover and the grass because I have a lot of shade.
Okay. I think you can do it one more application. They say you can do it 3 applications in one season to really affect the pH level. So one more time is not going to hurt you. But I wouldn't you do it in 6 week intervals, so 3 times in 6 weeks, so you can really make the most of the applications. So they're back to back to back.
Oh, I see.
So I think I would use that application one more time.
And how about the Holly Tone? I've used that once, about maybe 6 to 8 weeks ago.
So the Holly Tone you use once in the spring, and then use it at half the rate in the fall.
Okay.
You don't use it multiple times in a season.
And the grub situation, is it time to put an application for grubs as well?
Yeah, the season-long grub control, this would be the time to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I think I'm good. Thank you so much for your help.
All right, Jen. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Just a few minutes left in the show. Nathan, we got another call on here.
Yep, 2 more knocking through. Karen's in Cape Cod.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm in Osterville also. I have a quick question about Montauk. I heard you talking about it before spring, and I had always let my Montauks just grow, and then they got leggy underneath, and I dripped roses and other things to hide it. This time I've cut down a whole slew of them, and they look fantastic, but I can't remember exactly when I should prune them the second time again, and how much should I prune?
So I'm going to do it at my house in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the Montauk daisy, you prune it back the first time to about 6 to 8 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, you will prune them in about, usually around like July 4th. At that point, you don't prune them back to about 6 inches. You prune them back until about like 12 inches or so.
Okay.
What this does is pushes the blooming back, because if you look at yours, and I'm getting nervous on mine, so I was just looking at them last night, mm-hmm. is where they almost look like they're ready to start forming buds, and we don't want them to do that yet because we want them to flower in the fall. And by pruning them back around July 4th, that's when it'll push it, so it'll bloom in the fall. It'd be a nice compact area for it. So cut it back to about 12 inches or so. That should be good for you on that.
Awesome. Thank you. And I also want to, thank you so much for your program. 2 things I'm using now are natural alternatives. Love the company so much. And then the Cobra Head, I think I learned about it from you.
Yeah, we Randy Schultz brought that up from Homestead, Home and Garden Homestead. He's great information. He definitely did talk about it.
Oh my gosh, it's made such a vast difference in my gardens for weeding, and then I have a very long shell driveway, and it's miraculous. Honestly, I've told everybody.
Awesome.
no more kneeling down, none of that. Just stand up, pop it out of the ground, and it's fun actually.
Yeah, no, it definitely is.
Yeah, great. Well made, great quality. I love it. And so made a big difference in my gardens for sure.
Great. Now, real quick, one other thing on the Montauk, just as a point of just info. Every 3 to 5 years, they do like to be split. So if you haven't done that already, you know, in 3 to 5 years, do it next spring or the spring of the 3 to 5 years. So you can actually spread them out a little bit and do a little bit more with them. Okay.
It's a great plan. I love it. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Awesome. Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break, then we'll be back to wrap up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a couple calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Rhode Island.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. I have a couple of quick questions. The first one would be, is it advisable to top off arborvitaes?
Is it what? You broke up just at the end there.
Is it advisable to top them off?
Yes and no. Is it something that is you need to do, or is something you're just
kind of just for aesthetics? To be perfectly honest,
I mean, to be honest, it's not going to. It's just going to kind of slow them down. You're just going to have to keep doing it a few times to keep it going, because that's the bigger issue, is that it'll just start to regrow. What also happens is it'll start to form a new leader on the top and try to bush out that way. So make sure it's not just like a kind of shape the rest of the tree as well when you do it, because you don't want it to just look like a flat top. You want to kind of get it so it will show some, you know, it's going to look aesthetically pleasing as well.
Okay, so they won't really push out sideways. They'll just...
They might a little bit, and like I said, you're going to have to do a little bit of work to it to keep it that way, but,
okay.
I mean, it can be done.
Okay. All right. My second question, I think you've already answered, is my summer squash and zucchini. You've got a whole lot of flowers, but no fruit.
Okay. So there's 10 times the amount of flowers that are male on a summer squash or zucchini, any of the squashes, than there are female. So if you're seeing a ton of blossoms on it, only a couple of them are actually the female. What you kind of need to do is help by self-pollinating them. Take a paintbrush. Take the paintbrush and put it on the inside of a male flower, and then pollinate the female flower. the way to tell the female flower is they will have a small squash behind the flower. It's very little, but it looks just like almost like a grain of rice. But you're gonna tell, you can tell the difference. It's not just hitting the stem or the, you know, where the branch is. You're gonna see something popping in between that. That's gonna be the female, and that's where you're gonna be able to pollinate. So use the paintbrush, take the inside of the male flower, and then onto the female and help the pollination, because the bees might just not have gotten to it.
Okay. Well, very good. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, John. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, we'll get one more in before the end of the show here.
Chris is in New Hampshire.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a star magnolia that has developed what looks like white barnacles. I've washed off as many as I can, and I've pruned out what I can. What can I spray the tree with that... for places I can't reach.
Okay. So it seems like you have a scale on there, right? Like a hard oyster shell type scale.
They're not hard. They're soft.
They're
but
soft.
It's definitely some kind of egg encasement.
Okay. So what I would look at using is something along the lines of All Seasons Oil.
Okay, good.
You can get that with the hose end version, so it can shoot a little bit further on the plant. Cover it. Just get as much of it as you can. It smothers the, you know, any eggs that might be there, any of those types of things, and will kill what's on there and what's sitting there.
Okay.
It's organic, so you might need to use it a few times. Just don't use it if it's above 85 degrees, as that oil will harm the tree, burn the leaves, burn the plant that way. So that's the one thing not to do.
The advantage is it's all on the underside of the branches.
Okay.
So at least I can get under the tree and spray upwards.
What
about impending rain? Is that going to affect the
vision? You want like 24 hours of non-wet weather. It looks like it's going to rain maybe tomorrow. I might do it after the fact, but I'd also look at the fact that later on it's looking like it's going to warm up to like 89 late in the week. So kind of watch what you're doing. Maybe wait till after that if possible.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alright, that's going to do it for this week. We'll be back next week to answer all your gardening questions. Until then, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and we'll see you next week.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.